Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk here on 1410 KGRN. It's brought home to you by Mayflower Community. Glad you could be with us here on this Wednesday morning. And it's Chris Varney filling in for Tim Dill. And it seems like whenever Tim Dill is on vacation, takes a day off, Sarah Smith is here.
Hello. I get the hint, Tim. Thanks. No, but it's great to have a chance to talk with you, Chris. I don't see you in the winter that much. I talk with you a lot in the fall, but not in the winter.
That's so. Right, because, you know, you're the coach for the women's or the girls' swimming and diving team for Grinnell High School. Grinnell BGM, technically.
Right, Grinnell BGM High School. That's right, swim team. That's right. Yep.
That's right. That's so right. We talk a little bit there, but, you know, we talk. You know, it's not like we don't talk year-round.
Well, that's true, right. We do see each other. But, no, it's great to be here this morning. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, it's good to see you as always. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here as Ralphie, our traffic director was telling me I look pink today. I'm wearing.
And me too. I guess we knew it was pink day.
Yeah,
I have pink on
day.
Too.
Like, wow.
People can visualize how colorful it is in here.
Okay, Sarah.
In a good way.
What is your title up at Grinnell
so
College?
I am the program manager in the Office of Community Enhancement and Engagement.
That is long.
So how about that? I have to slow down when I talk about what office I'm in. But no, it's a great office that we really try to make Grinnell, the town of Grinnell, even better place to live, work, and play than it is today. It's also, today it's a great place to be, but we always look for new opportunities to just make living here just even better than it already is through a variety of either grants or programs or exhibits that's coming up, things like that. There are things going on in town that people can do.
Yeah, and even the weather, I've been complaining about the weather. Everybody complains about the weather.
Yes.
How it's affected the high school sports schedule.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And even the college closes.
Yes.
I mean, that I know. It's bad.
Exactly.
When the college closes up, because I don't think I've ever seen the college close up.
Yeah, so, yeah. That last week, those winds were just not
vicious.
Meant to be out and about with. So, yeah, that was extreme weather. If the college closes, pay attention, because that doesn't happen often. Yeah.
But there's tons of activities all the way going on. I'm always impressed with the amount of stuff that is happening at Grinnell College, the amount of programs, guest speakers, authors, all kinds of people coming in to the college, and everybody should realize that all of that stuff you can go to for free, pretty much.
Everything. Yeah, most of the stuff.
The opera
on the other hand, you get live opera.
Right.
In Grinnell, Iowa. That's pretty awesome from New York. So,
yeah.
And then also they have the National Theater. They have new, that's a new thing as well this academic year, that there's live broadcasts. Actually, I think it's just this semester from the National Theater in London. So that's pretty cool too.
Oh, wow.
So
they broadcast like
actual plays and musicals. Yeah. How cool is that? I don't have that schedule with me today, but I can get that.
This is a secret for me.
Yes.
I may be a sports guy, but I love the theater.
I do too.
I absolutely love the theater and musicals and all that stuff like that. I mean, it was one of my dreams to go to a Broadway show, and I finally got accomplished a year ago. And saw Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Saw that, and also saw that one. It's just like. It's escaping me. Anyway.
Okay. Well, I love musicals and theater, too. It's amazing.
Yeah,
so that's coming up. Yeah, that's available, too, on campus. If you have any questions about that, you can always give me a call or email, 269-4600, or email me at smith, S-A, and the number 2, at grinnell.edu. I'm happy to answer any questions.
The biggest thing I'm excited, though, about is this Smithsonian exhibit that's coming up. And you and I talked about this at length the last time you were here.
Right.
And this is a traveling Smithsonian exhibit that is sports-related.
Yes.
It's basically based on sports and how it relates itself to the communities, to the towns.
Right.
And so this is coming up here next week that
I know.
Opens up.
I can't believe it's almost here. It is such an amazing exhibit. really interactive, high quality, like you'd expect from the Smithsonian. And I'm just so excited that people that may not ever have a chance, well, and even if you have been to the Smithsonian, there's no way you can get through all of the different parts of the Smithsonian in a day or just, you know, a long weekend there. It just takes forever. So it's great to have this exhibit come to Grinnell so people can see a Smithsonian exhibit here in Grinnell, Iowa.
Yeah, so tell me all about this exhibit again. Remind everybody that may have not heard
or forgotten about it. Yeah. That's right. So the title of it is Hometown Teams, How Sports Shape America. And what I love about it is even if you're not an athlete, not involved in sports, that's fine. It's a lot about how towns come together to watch and cheer on athletes and teams in the community, how athletics can be found in many different places. I love there's one about more like the games. Oh, what am I trying to think of? The X Games. So there's kind of more like
ESPN, which is all the like unusual sports.
Like surfing, skateboarding and things like that. So there's a display on that. So there are multiple different displays on all different aspects of sports, from bands to ballparks to what it is to be a spectator to how films have influenced or sports have influenced our film industry, books about different sports and events in sports. There's just so much to see. Now, you can breeze through this thing and get the gist of it. That's fine, too, and look at it. But you could spend an hour or more just really reading all the content and really getting a good cultural experience looking through this display.
Which is the case at any kind of Smithsonian any kind of museum. I mean, it depends on how much you want to read.
Exactly.
Everything like that. But it's interesting to me. I mean, I love history and I love sports. So obviously, this exhibit is right up my alley.
Yeah.
You know, I love the theme and how sports kind of integrates itself into the towns, into the communities, and how sometimes the identity of a town can be basically because of some of its sports teams or sports activities. I mean, you got to look at that. What's the most famous thing that Grinnell has maybe produced in this town that the rest of the world has seen? And it might be the men's basketball program at Grinnell College.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. That's definitely well known. When I talk about where I'm from, that's something everyone does know right away. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, there's people still to this day that are saying, were you at that Jack Taylor game when he scored 138? Yeah, I broadcasted it.
Exactly.
You know, that's like one of the highlight of my career to be able to do that. And that was a record-breaking night, and
it was
special. Not that that's the only thing.
Absolutely, but
there's plenty of, and that's one of the things that you're going to be doing over this exhibit is exploring the sports in this town and talking with some of the sports figures in it.
Exactly. So the other part of it that we haven't really touched on before, so we talked about the exhibition, but then also I have been working on programs that will link this exhibit to Grinnell, to the sports in Grinnell, to the history of sports in Grinnell. And the first one that we have coming up is Wednesday, March 6th, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at Drake Community Library, and it's going to be with Coach Arsenal Jr. So that's coming
Dave
up.
Junior. Yeah.
Yep. And he'll have some of the players there, but talk about the system because it is an amazing system that his dad developed and that he uses today, and the successes of it. And
he's continuing to try to evolve the system
and change
it and tweak it and nurture it and everything like that. And it's kind of. It'll also be neat to hear him talk about maybe a generational thing following his father's footsteps as the head coach of Grinnell College and everything.
And playing in that system himself. You know, he played in that system here at Grinnell College as well. And it'll be great to hear from his perspective. Yeah, and like you said, and he keeps tweaking it and making it better. And it's amazing. Game to watch on campus.
I think that's a great program. That's on March 6th.
That's March 6th,
from 6:30 to 8. But you're going to have your opening ceremonies next Friday.
Yes.
February 15th. I'm sorry I'm going to be able to miss it because I'm going to be participating, I think, in some things coming up here as we get closer to the spring, and I'm excited about that. I can't go to the opening ceremonies because I'm going to be at the Iowa State wrestling tournament.
Well, see, but you're, like you said, you're going to be giving community pride back to the right into the community.
Get them, yeah,
Exactly. Make sure they know what's going on at the wrestling tournament, which good luck to them.
But, I'm really sorry that I'm going to miss this because President Raymond Kinkton will be there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he will be giving some opening remarks. Yep. And the football coach at Grinnell High School, Brian Sauzer, will also be there.
Yeah, so both of those individuals, will be there. And they'll speak about 4:45. It starts at 4:30. We're going to have ballpark food, of course, right?
Because
it's about sports.
Right.
And, so we'll have that available. It's free and open to the public. So 4:30 to 6 is the event. And with President Kinkton and Coach Sauzer talking about 4:45. I'm excited to hear, both of their talks. President Kinkton will talk about how this relationship was formed with the Smithsonian. It was his idea and why it was important to bring this to our community. And then Coach Sauzer will talk about the pride of sports in a community, not only what it does for the community, but also to the athletes and creating that pride in where they live. So he's amazing.
He is.
He's
very passionate.
He's a great coach.
You talk to him and you get just sucked in a little bit. I mean, his passion, his dedication. He's got a great mind when it comes to football and everything like that, because he's so intense into it.
Yeah. And I love his perspective that he's lived in and been a coach in various sized towns and then back to Grinnell. And he's really pleased about being here. And it'll be interesting to hear his take on
it's
that.
It's a good opening ceremony there. That's February 15th. And this is at Drake Community Library.
This is
where the exhibit is going to be.
This is where the exhibit's going to be, right down the middle of Drake Community Library. I was there a couple weeks ago laying out the footprints. It's going to be, you're going to see it as you walk in down the hall there a little bit and in that main area. But it'll be really cool. And when you're there, so for opening ceremony, and also obviously it's going to be there whenever the library's open, and you can feel free to go through there. But both on March 6th and then the opening ceremonies on February 15th, we will have docents there. So people that have done a little bit more deep diving into the exhibit, if you have any questions about it, they'll be there to answer. But you can definitely, you can walk around with them or take your time and walk through it by yourself as well.
Quick break. More with Sarah Smith after this on Let's Talk, brought home to you by Mayflower Community.
Broad Street in Grinnell. Mayflower Community lets you choose the way you want to live, with options to suit individual lifestyles and income levels. Mayflower Community truly allows you to enjoy the living you've earned. There are many choices in independent living, especially affordable campus apartments. The hardest choice at Mayflower Community is where and what to eat. Whether the dining room or the bistro, there's always regular dining, and there are special meals and holiday meals with family and friends. Mayflower Community features a health center, along with assisted living and memory support living. To see all the choices Mayflower Community offers to you, take a tour of the campus on Broad Street in Grinnell. Call 641-236-6151 to explore all your living options today. Mayflower Community, a place to call home.
Well, back here on Let's Talk, Chris Varney with Sarah Smith from Grinnell College, talking about this Smithsonian exhibit, which is coming to Grinnell, hosted by Grinnell College. That'll be at Drake Community Library. The opening ceremony's next Friday, February 15th. But you have a couple other writer talks, which are coming up.
I do. So this Thursday, February 7th at 8 p.m. in Faulkner Gallery, John Garrison, who is Associate Professor of English, will read from his newly published book, Shakespeare and the Afterlife. So what happens to us after we die? Garrison's book will explore those answers that Shakespeare offers to this question. So that'll be really interesting.
There's some who believe that Shakespeare never even existed.
I know.
There's I don't know how this stuff started.
But I know.
There's some people who don't even believe it he existed, that it was made up and it was somebody else who did
it. Right, and that just was his cover name. So anyway, so that talk will be going on, like I said, Thursday at 7 p.m. In Faulkner Gallery. But actually earlier that day, same day on Thursday at 4 p.m., Angela Owanchi-Willig from the class of 94, she's the Dean and Professor of Law at Boston University and a Grinnell College trustee. She's going to speak on the concept of cultural trauma resulting from long-term expectations of routine harm experienced in African-American communities. The exhibit that's going on at Faulkner Gallery right now is a really powerful display about this topic, and it's worth going to see and taking some time. So if you're there, you know, listening to Angela's talk, then after that you can take a look through Faulkner Gallery and look at the exhibit that's going on there. So that's at 4 o'clock. Both on, so 4 o'clock on Thursday and then 8 p.m. on Thursday. So we got your Thursday booked for you.
There you go. Thursday is booked. Wright talked a little bit about that on Monday's Let's Talk. So that's that's on our website at myiowainfo.com. So
yeah, so that would be a great very different things to different topics to listen to. But like you said, there's always something going on campus. Lots of different interests. We have. Lots of different topics that have events going
on. Sarah, it's good to see you as always.
You too.
Have a great day. Stay warm. Stay safe.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
This is 1410 KGRN in Grinnell. That is Let's Talk, brought home to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home. It is 8 o'clock. We have overcast skies, 22 degrees. KGRN Grinnell.
Walls work. I'm Dave.